My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. His dictation is for Lucille Graham, L-U-C-I-L-L-E-G-R-A-H-A-M, number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, mellitus, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and the aging process period. There is the most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 22 from 22, creatinine of 1.5 from 1.5, and a GFR of 37 from 35. There is evidence of pyuria. However, the culture is negative, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms such as dysuria, frequency or urgency, or nocturia, period. There is no evidence of selective proteinuria. The urine albumin to creatinine ratio is only 27 milligrams. Period. However, there is evidence of non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 934 milligrams from 331 milligrams. Period. This proteinuria could be a result of the pyuria or elevated A1C of 11.8%. Period. The patient was taking Jardiance at the last visit. However, she states her primary care provider discontinued it. We are suspecting that the reason for the discontinuation was due to the pyuria, as the patient does report past episode of itching and burning a few months prior, I mean, since the last visit, period. She is euvolemic. We reinforced the plant-based diet recommendation as well as decreased sodium and avoidance of nephrotoxic agents. Period. Number 2, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. As previously stated, the A1C, the most recent A1C was 11.8% from 6.8%. This diabetes is uncontrolled and is related to the discontinuation of the Jardiance as well as Januvia. Period. Patient. The patient states her PCP recently discontinued the Jardiance as well as the Januvia. However, she does not know why they were discontinued. Period. We will request medical records from the PCP so we could review the reason for the discontinuation of these medications. Period. We do suspect that the Jardiance was discontinued due to the pyuria and possible past urinary symptoms. However, we are unsure of why the Januvia was discontinued. Period. We will request another A1C level and started the patient on Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, to help with glycemic control. Period. We anticipate that once the A1C returns to normal, the proteinuria may also improve. Period. Next line, hyperuricemia, H-Y-P-E-R-U-R-I-C-E-M-I-A, with a uric acid of 7.1. We instructed the patient on the importance of keeping her uric acid level below 6 to prevent crystallization of uric acid in the joints, vessels, and other parts of her body. Period. We emphasize the importance of adopting a diet that is low in purine-rich foods, and provided her with written information. Period. We will continue to monitor the uric acid level. Period. If it continues to increase, despite the dietary adjustments, we may consider starting her on either allopurinol or euloric, depending on her GFR, for management. Period. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure reading of 129/80. The patient has gained 5 pounds since the last visit and weighs 175 pounds today. With a BMI of 30, we encourage her to lose weight by increasing her physical exercise and adopting a plant-based diet. This weight increase could be related to the discontinuation of the Jardiance, which aids with weight loss, period. We will continue to monitor. Next line, hyperlipidemia. We will order a lipid panel for the next visit. This hyperlipidemia is stable. Continue with the current regimen. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 2 months with lab work and